Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman we call the Sultan, Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. It's a record that's going to be held forever, I think. The one and only Fred Dreyer, and joining us also, producer and host here, Corey Marino. Welcome, gentlemen.
Well, how is everybody out there?
We're good in here. Corey, you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
I'm good. Everybody out there, I think, is good, Fred.
Let's have some emails in here and see how everybody is.
Yeah, we do. And we've got a big email today. A big thing came in with a request. We'll be talking to you about that as well, too. Maybe right here in the first segment. How's your week going, Fred?
It's raining here, you know.
You get up to that microphone a little bit. There you go.
It's raining, and
there you go.
And it's welcome, but at the same time, you know, it's landing on all the burned areas of the fire.
Yeah, Southern California. We do the show from Hollywood, California, our flagship 790 KABC, Saturday nights at 6 o'clock, and then on Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. And, of course, you can see us at crntalk.com, and you can check us out. We stream this to Facebook Live. Is that right, Corey?
Yes, we do.
And today on the show, we're going to have a friend of yours, Fred. That's Dr. Michael Sheps. He's a chiropractor.
Yes, sir.
But he does some stuff with hot lasers. And I talked to him just the other day, and he was saying, you know, you're tired of getting those shots and stuff like that. He said, this hot laser works. You turned me on to him, and he helped me when I had some problems with my Achilles
tendons. You're still going to him, aren't you?
Yeah, you are too, aren't you?
I haven't seen him in probably 4 months.
Yeah, I've been a couple of months. And I go every once in a while when I pull something. That happens sometimes often.
Yes, well.
Sheps kind of fires up that hot laser and it kind of takes away the inflammation.
Well,
you turned me on to it.
I spread the wealth. You know, anybody that needs
a good
lasering, you got to see Mike.
You are a good man, and Fred taught me that. And well, I'll tell you the story later. I guess, Corey, you got any stories for Dr. Sheps? We should send you down there. You got anything ailing you?
No, not yet. Hopefully not yet.
Maybe that pitching arm or something needs a little tune-up?
No, maybe. Maybe spring training's over, so.
How's that knuckleball and slider going?
I think that's shot. We'll be back with more on Fred Dreyer Show.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking, because this offer,
$149 or less,
ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Mark your calendars, wellness seekers, sports enthusiasts, and people who are in pain and have tried everything. Saturday, March 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Above Wellness is having a special event all about stem cell and exome therapy. These cutting-edge treatments can boost your health. Talk to top experts in the field. Stem cells and exomes are revolutionizing regenerative medicine, offering hope for pain relief, tissue repair, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, lupus, dementia, and overall vitality. Join us at Above Wellness Clinic for an exclusive event. Discover the latest in health science. Participate in a live Q&A. Get an on-site discount. Secure your spot now. Call 626-506-2033. We accept HSA and FSA. RSVP to Above Wellness at 626-506-2033. Go to support at AboveWellnessOfficial.com. Call 626-506-2033.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you each and every week at this time. We're on time at various times at stations. Our flagship 790 KBC, 6 o'clock on Saturday nights for you. But we're all over the country. If you want to check out where we are, come up to our website, crntalk.com. Again, that's CRN as in the Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. And email Fred. Get out to Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, give us something to talk about over here.
Yeah, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We do have a rather lengthy email, and I asked for some last week, and we got some. And I thought I would read this to you. It's pretty interesting, Fred. This is an email that comes to us from Desiree Sanchez. And she says, my name is Desiree Sanchez. I'm a recently retired Phoenix police officer. And I was just in Phoenix for spring training. We'll talk about that in a moment. But she is a retired Phoenix police officer. She's a detective for over 23 years, Fred. She says, I'm also an Army combat veteran. And by the way, Desiree, thank you for your service in the police and in the Army, by the way. She was a sergeant and was in Iraq. She was there at Operation Iraqi Freedom, so she's a tour, three tours there. She says, I do not have any social media, but I was able to obtain your radio talk show email from your site, and she's checking it out on Sirius XM as well, because we are on Sirius XM. We're on channel 217 on Sirius, 203 on XM, and on the app there for Sirius 967, so things to look for. Now, she says, here you go, Fred. This is something maybe you can answer as we go along. She says, you have a great life story. I think it's awesome you're still doing what you enjoy. I am a huge college football / NFL fan. How about that so far? She likes you.
Hey, this is a big plus for us here.
Yeah. Most people don't care for the show. Thank you, Desiree.
Yeah, just a little skeptical.
Yeah, thank you, Fred. So I'll continue. So far, we got through two paragraphs. We go, I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. We won't hold that against you, Desiree. But I am a diehard Browns fan, and people are in Cleveland. They love the Browns. And she's a Buckeyes fan, and I like the Buckeyes, too. However, I do have love for your San Diego State University Aztecs, Fred, as my life partner and I vacation in Pacific Beach every year for the past several years. I also have respect for your Rams and Giants. Now, Steelers, that's another story. I'm glad you and your Rams beat them in a Super Bowl. We won't tell them, will we, Fred?
Well, yeah,
let
I
her
think
there's
it.
We love her.
There's an inversion of fact here.
It wasn't a victory after we didn't even cover the point spread, did we?
We lost that one, Desiree, 31-19.
Sorry, Desiree, but thank you. You know, if we would have just read it, skipped over it, maybe people wouldn't look it up. Corey, you all right with that?
No, I'm good with that.
All right. You were great, though, Fred. You probably the best guy on the team.
Yeah,
it was those
I,
interceptions.
How'd you know that?
It was the interceptions from Vince Ferragamo. Did he throw any interceptions? He didn't. Did he in the game?
No, I tried to get him to throw them, you know, throw the balls away instead of throwing them to the other
team. To the other team. Got it. All right. So then my partner and I are also huge fans of the Hunter TV series. This guy, Fred Dreyer, everybody, he's a double threat here. He's a sports fanatic and a sports performer for you. And he's also an actor and had great series and movies. So she likes your Hunter TV series. She says, we recently started watching again, all of them, including the 1995 Hunter movie. She said, we really enjoyed season 6 and 7. And listen to this, the episodes that you directed. However, season 7 was really not quite the same without Stephanie Kramer as Dee Dee McCall's character. However, I understand and respect her journey to leave the show. She decided to leave. She went into singing there, didn't she, Fred?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Now, here's the question. I'm wondering if there's any way you or someone you know, listen, Corey, to this, can provide information on how to obtain the two Hunter movies from 2002, Return to Justice, and in 2003, Back in Force, that starred yourself and Stephanie Kramer. We really would like to watch them.
Well, I think, you know, we get a lot of requests for that, and I think what the best way to go about doing this today, is especially, is they're in the Stephen Cannell Fox
vault.
You can probably say that.
Yeah,
and it's a highly requested item, and I'm sure that for some reason or another, they have not made it available to people. But I know they. I know it's in distribution somewhere.
You didn't lift a copy of it before you left the studio after the show was over or anything?
How's that?
I mean, take a copy of it, you know, grab a kinescope or something and just take it so you'd have it in your own personal file?
I might have it in my personal file.
Okay. That's what she's wondering. Here's the thing. And I look, too. I don't know, Corey, if you did, but she says, she's a police officer, right? She's been in the Army. I use my investigative skills, scouring the internet to include all streaming platforms to no availability anywhere. Huh. I've attached the screenshots of the movie promotion, which I'm sure you don't need. She says, I hope this email finds you well. Keep going strong. Godspeed to you. And so, Desiree, I looked. Nothing is streaming right now, but that doesn't mean they won't release it at some time, right? Look at the Hunter series was, you know, people capped it off until we started doing the show and the overall screaming demand for you to return to Hunter, and presto, it's back on the air again, Fred.
Well, look, all I can tell you is persevere, press forward, and make sure that you know, you do go through Google and all of these from engines and all these search engines, and you can find it. I mean, today this should be an easy thing to do.
And let me just say one thing. Fred is a genius at using the internet and anything computerized. So you maybe will.
Yes. Thanks so much.
So we'll take a good look at. Seriously, Corey, you'll help us out here.
Yeah, I'll look
into
it.
Can you look into it?
Yeah, I can look into it.
Maybe search the Cannell Film Library and see why they're holding it back there.
Probably for tax purposes.
That guy, Stephen Cannell, was one of the most prolific producers of programming. He had a bunch of shows when he was hot.
Yes,
am I right, Fred?
Yes, he did. He had a mountain of entertainment for people, and he had, I think, he had the Fox file, the Fox
Studio.
Distribution arm for all of Steve's shows.
Yeah, I know a lady that used to work at Fox. I met her, and she was talking about Fred. And so we can maybe call her. She's retired, but she might be able to point us in a direction. We'll look into it for us.
Well, for this thing?
Maybe for this thing. I don't know. I'll find out. Yeah. I mean, I want to help her out. And see, that's how you what you want to do. You want to email Fred. Fred, F-R-E-D. There's your Fred. Regular spelling. Dryer might be a little complicated. D-R-Y-E-R. Took Corey a while to get it, but he has it down now. Fred Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, talk.com, CRNtalk.com, and you'll get the email. Just like that one right there. It's very nice.
Yes, and we will.
All right, that's our show for the week. And
thanks, Desiree.
Yeah, and we also have our chat room going because we do stream. Corey, tell everybody about the chat room.
Yeah, we stream on Facebook Live, so you can just go on to CRN Radio on our Facebook, and you'll see us up there, and you get to chat in the little text box at the bottom, and we can read it on air and then talk to Fred and see what we can do.
Yeah, let us know where you're listening from and if you got a question. And maybe somebody out there, because there's the Fred Dryer fan club there, right?
Oh yeah, what's his I forgot his
we'll see about that. What's your tagline from Hunter? Always works for me.
Works for me.
Works for me.
Fred Dryer works for me. Website over. You can join that website, and those fans go ahead and tune Fred in here all the time and listen to him each week. We'll put you guys to work at it there on the website. Two movies, one from 2003, Back in Force, and 2002, Return to Justice. Were they great films? And did you enjoy them, Fred? Did you direct them?
No, I did not direct. But we had a lot of input in them, and it was a great great opportunity. You know, when the show shut down, that it was still in demand.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So, and season 6 and 7, that's when you did a lot of directing in there, huh? For the films, for the TV series.
Yeah, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah,
right in there.
All right, I'm going to have to watch those. I'm going to do it myself. Have you ever watched The Hunter Show?
I have not. I'll have to look into it.
Corey, don't say that on the air.
Yeah, not,
you're
yeah.
sitting right next to the...
Yeah, not,
we'll be,
not
we'll
in
be right
of
back.
Me.
We've got to take
me.
A break, everybody. Sorry.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here on the Fred Dreyer Show, and all heck has broken loose here today on the beginning of the show with that listener email. A couple of things here to talk about. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino, our producer announcer, and the one and only Fred Dreyer here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Janine is listening in Santa Maria, California, and she said, Fred, she wants your comments on this. She's very happy that Davante Adams is going back to the Rams. The Rams signed him. Is that right, Corey?
Yeah, Davante Adams signed him. They signed Davante Adams. They're getting rid of Cooper Kupp, which is another piece of information. They announced
they're releasing him, right?
Nobody wanted the trading price, so now they're just going to release him. And they say they have a lot of teams want him. You got the Raiders, you got the Cowboys.
This is all just a salary dump.
It is, right? That's it, right, Fred? Cha-ching,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It is, and you know, Cooper Kupp, you know, like a year ago, was their top receiver, and look at this, in a year now, the salary, and they're dumping him. But Davante Adams is a good addition. Fred, your thoughts? Good.
Well, I mean, they need receivers, you know, so he'll fit in nicely. He knows the system. He's a good receiver, good athlete, so it should be an easy fit.
Okay, and Rachel is listening in Birmingham, says hello. And listen to this, we have a new listener, Alisa from Italy. She's tuned in, listening to your show on the internet here in Italy. And
beautiful.
Say hi.
Beautiful, Alyssa.
Thank you for listening to the show. I'm Rocco. I'm a sergeant at arms. Thank you, Alyssa.
All right. International.
Oh, well, sergeant at arms, Rocco. He never speaks on the show. He's been silent for years.
He's been asleep on that couch over there in the corner.
Very good. So, Alyssa, good. And by the way, Alyssa, Christine, who's kind of, she's in charge there at Works For Me at the Hunter website there. Is that the actual website, Works For Me?
It's a Facebook page.
A Facebook page. Okay, so Christine, send us the info so that Alyssa can see it there and contact you, because she said she'll help Alyssa get indoctrinated here into the show. Now, Christine has a question. With you know, free agents going right now, and Aaron Rodgers no longer with the Jets. Who did they sign? They got
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. That's right. And Christine wants to know, Fred, your thoughts. Will Aaron Rodgers retire, or do you think some team, maybe Pittsburgh, will pick him up?
He's going to be a tough fixture on anybody's team.
Why?
Because of his stance on. His philosophy of running a team, you know, it's difficult. The guy's 40 years old, and there's not much of a desire for a 40-year-old quarterback, especially one that has been kind of hurt the last couple of years. So, but somebody might pick him up halfway through the season. Who knows?
Yeah, well, I think he could bring some knowledge and things to a team that needs that.
Well, of course, yeah. but at the same time, they're not going to bend over backwards. He's got a reputation now. You know, him taking off 2 years ago and going to the Aztec Highlands, wherever the hell he went. And, you know, he thought he'd take some LSD or take some...
Oh, he was dead.
He took ayahuasca.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I finish?
Yeah, please. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I was shocked. Just butt in anytime you want.
Hey, it's me, Rocco. Take it easy, Mike.
Yeah,
go ahead, Fred.
Let's move it. So, anyway, he had a run-in with some coaches, and... And for the most part, He's been a good teammate for his fellow players, but he's not. I think he's just tired. You know,
could be. Yeah, it could definitely be. So there you have it. That's good. Now we have Money Talks, which is a great way of telling you what a player says and what happens when they do have the money. So Max Crosby, he said, who does he play for? Max Crosby, there, Corey.
He plays for the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's okay. So and now he signed this deal. Max Crosby said, "I want to play for a winner." So what happens? He signs a 3-year, $106 million contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. Not exactly your guy, your team that's being a winner, but you know your old friend Pete Carroll is there, and Pete may do some good things for them. Fred, you used to hang out in his office there when he was at USC, didn't you?
Well, he's I visited him a couple of times. That's a good move for the Raiders because you know they've got what's his name, the quarterback now, the ex-quarterback.
Yeah,
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith from Seattle.
No, he's now general manager. He was with
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brady.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Tom Brady. So they've got him, and I think he's got a good group of people there. He'll get the coaches he wants, which is a plus when you get a veteran coach like that. You don't have a hard time finding. You won't have a hard time finding coaches that are easy to get along with and will encourage free agents.
So, Myles Garrett, he was on the Cleveland Browns. He says, "I'm done with the Browns." Then he signs a $160 million contract with the Cleveland Browns, $122 million guaranteed of it, annual average salary of $40 million. I guess he stays with the Browns, even though he said he was down with them.
Money talks.
Well, he said, "I want out of here because the owner, Haslam, of the Browns is a dope."
Yeah, he's not a great one.
The owner not too good, not too bright.
He's just asleep. And players said, if you're not going to trade me, you're going to pay me, and they apparently did.
Okay, DK Metcalf, he says, "I want to play somewhere warm with a good quarterback," and he signed somewhere cold with no quarterback. He signed a 4-year, $132 million deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Money talks.
Oh, money talks.
Oh, it's nice and warm there, too.
It's good.
Well, yeah, they don't have Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to go there because he—
Not like, if he's on LSD, for God's sakes. He probably doesn't know where
saying.
He's at. Yeah.
Steelers are all about structure, and he would just come in and blow it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, him and the head coach at Pittsburgh, that's a tough go.
Yeah, Tomlin.
Yeah, Tomlin's been
Mike
there a while,
Tomlin.
Too. He's a good coach, too. That'd be a tough one. They'd knock heads together. All right, so here's your thoughts on this one. The Geno Smith leaves Seattle because he knows Pete Carroll. He played for Pete Carroll when Pete was the manager, the coach up there in Seattle. And so he's now with Las Vegas. And Sam Darnold leaves Minnesota, and he comes to Seattle. What do you think your thoughts are on that? I mean, I think Geno Smith is better than Sam Darnold. I think they were 10-7, even though they stunk a little bit at the end with the Seattle Seahawks. But that 10-7 is not a bad record last year.
Well, no, especially when you need a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, they've got Sam Darnold. Do you think he'll?
Yeah, he was good.
Mean, he was good.
You know, I thought he'd probably stay with Minnesota. But they thought otherwise, and now he was free for a while, and then now they've got him traded, and so he should be okay now.
However, the defense on Seattle is not as strong as the defense on Minnesota. Am I right, Corey? Like one of them was number 2, I think, and the other one was number 30.
Yeah, the defense was not as strong, but it's actually the offensive lines that. Sam Darnold didn't do that well under pressure last year, and Minnesota was second in allowing with not allowing pressure. So they had a great offensive lineup there, and the Seahawks had like the 30th out of 32 teams. So he's going to be under pressure a lot, and he's not really good under pressure. So we'll see how those coexist.
You need some time in the pocket, right, to throw some of
it's
those quarterbacks.
It's the tricky, crazy, knuckly situation that you have now in pro sports. You know, you got to have a good pocket.
And then there's who's this guy, Travis Hunter? He's making comments about Shohei Ohtani's two-way feats, being able to pitch and also bat. And Travis Hunter, he's not signed yet. Is he in college still?
Yeah, he won the Heisman. He's going to be in this year's draft.
That's what I thought.
He played for Deion Sanders in Colorado, and he played cornerback and wide receiver. He played both ways.
So when he's asked about which feat is harder, playing offense and defense in football or what Shohei Ohtani does in baseball, and he said, probably what I do in football is a much stronger feat. He says, because it's a lot on your body. You know, Ohtani's a great player, but you got to do a lot in football. Your thoughts on that, Fred?
What's that? Say that again.
Yeah, see, so this kid, he's going to be a free agent. He's coming out of college. I would think he's got to stay quiet and see what happens. They asked him which feat is harder, playing offense and defense in football or what Shohei Ohtani does in baseball with, you know, batting and fielding and then pitching. And so this guy, Travis Hunter, the kid says, probably what I do in football, because it's a lot on your body to play defense and offense in football. And you know, Ohtani, he's a great player, but you got to do a lot in football.
Well, no one's smacking Ohtani.
Yeah.
You know, you got to figure.
Talking smack about Ohtani, maybe arguably could be one of the best players in baseball.
Well, yeah, baseball. But where's he going to play? He can't play two positions at once.
Well, he can't, but obviously Travis Hunter thinks he's being...
Well, Travis Hunter may be playing two positions on the football team.
Yeah.
All depends what they are. Is he a defensive back?
He's a defensive back and a wide receiver.
Well, he could probably slide through that for a while. Deion Sanders did that for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, he played for Deion Sanders in Colorado last year.
So you see,
you're
saying it's easier to slide through that instead of being a pitcher and a... And a baseball guy over there. This Pro Bowl wide receiver, Chad Johnson, took issue with it. He said, I got to get Travis Hunter in the batting cage. As athletically gifted as you are, I want to see you hit a 95-mile-per-hour fastball in the cage. And he says that the comparison is not even close.
Well, they would know.
Yeah. All right, we're going to continue here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget to email freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza/landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mo.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4/5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media. And Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We are back. This show is flying by today. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us. We're here every week at this time. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred underscore Dreyer. That's his Instagram, Fred underscore Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. All right, so we got some developments here. Rachel in Birmingham, a regular listener, she's with us every single week, talking about those movies that our friend wrote a letter about here. Desiree Sanchez wanted to know about, Fred, your movies that you did in 2003, Back in Force, and 2002, Return to Justice.
Yes.
Rachel says they're available on YouTube, movies you can watch on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
So check that out for us, Corey, and everybody that's listening can check these out. They're not streaming anywhere on the internet except on YouTube. So movies you can watch on YouTube.
Are they up for sale?
Would you buy them possibly?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
they make money off of their libraries. Yeah,
they do. I know. Well, maybe you can buy them. It'd be kind of nice, too. Also, Clayton is listening in Klamath Falls, and that is good stuff. And Nikki wrote in from, she says she just watched an episode of NCIS starring you, Fred Dreyer. And I saw that. That was about 2-3 years ago, about maybe 3-4 years ago at NCIS, in which you were that Army vet that was a little strange on there, as I recall. You played a bad guy in there, and that was one of your better ones at NCIS.
You did that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
that
good.
That was a good show. That was they have a good show. There's Mark Harmon's show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good. Was he a nice guy to work with? He was
very,
there.
Very,
huh?
Yeah.
Good guy. Yeah, Tom Harmon, his dad, was a big sportscaster.
Old 98.
Yeah, well, he played football too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Harmon. Well, I'm not that old. I don't remember him playing football. That's for you to remember. I just remember him on sports. Tom Harmon on
Michigan. Sport. Michigan receiver.
There you go. All right, so now what about this? Because you know I love Dave Roberts, and he has agreed to a 4-year deal worth a reported $32.4 million. Now, he's in his early 50s, and Dave and the Dodgers agreed to a 4-year contract, and it surpasses the 5-year, $40 million agreement that Craig Counsell signed when he did just took off from Milwaukee, from the Brewers, and went to the Chicago Cubs in the 2023 season. So Dave finally got his just desserts. He's worth every penny of that contract. He does a great job. His record, Fred, and I need your comments on this, 9 postseason appearances, 8 division titles, 5 100-win seasons. He's got a .627 winning percentage. That's the highest manager's winning percentage of all time, and you got to have a minimum of 1,000 games, and he does. 4 World Series appearances, 2 World Series title, and the 2016 National League Manager of the Year. What do you think,
Joe? That's some job he's done, and they had this thing going. I always think that, you get somebody who's who is as deft at baseball as a player to cross him over into managing, and he's a terrific guy, and baseball to me, baseball is lucky to have people like that.
Good
and
guy.
Certainly the Dodgers are lucky to have him, and he's very good with these players, and they believe him and they trust in him, and so he starts off another year now to support his world championship that they carved out last year.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens. It should be. They're in Tokyo now, I believe.
Yeah, they're going to be playing there. As a matter of fact, we'll have that information coming up next. But one thought on Dave, quoting him, he says, people said, you know, he's the highest paid manager. And Dave isn't into that kind of stuff. He says, I think it all comes down to value. And I think whatever anyone does, they want their value. He says, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm hopeful things get done. But it's not a goal of his to be the highest paid manager. If that's the fallout, fine, he says, but that's not why I do my job. I do my job because I love baseball, I love the Dodgers, and I love the players, but I do feel the body of work is pretty dang good. So
that's good. That's
a great statement, Dave. He's just he gets the players to play for him, and that's what you got to do now. They're all making more money than he is, so you got to meet them on their level, and he does that better than any manager I know.
Yeah, he does.
He's got that Red Stitch wine of his is pretty darn good wine, by the way. You know, he's a winemaker. He's got his own label of wine, Red Stitch Wine.
Isn't he the little old winemaker?
The little old winemaker, Dave.
Yeah.
But he's never pouring because he's always playing baseball and doing that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's good. So the Dodgers roster updates, by the way. Before we get to that, let's talk about this. You mentioned the baseball coming up in Japan, the Tokyo Games. And so here's what's going to be happening for you in the coming week. It's a baseball spectacle, the Cubs and the Dodgers facing off on Tokyo March 18th and 19th. Five Japanese stars going to be performing there. Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Roki Sasaki of the Dodgers, Shota Imanaga, and Seiya Suzuki of the Cubs return home. And it's going to be pretty exciting. Dave Roberts is going to be there. He is he's half Japanese. He says, I remember being in Japan as a young kid and watching the Tokyo Giants play and my grandfather telling me that this is the team. And he says, so now to be playing against those guys or managing against those guys, I think it's great. I think it's amazing. He says, this is bigger than us. It's about global baseball. So I just think I'm fortunate to be a part of this, as are the Dodgers.
Yep, that's a good attitude.
Yeah, so these games are going to be on Game 1, March 18th at 6:10 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 3:10 a.m. Pacific Time.
What day is that?
That's March 18th, next Tuesday, Fred. Get up at 3 in the morning in Los Angeles time.
I was just going to write that down.
I'll call you.
I don't want to.
I'll have
it.
The beer ready to go.
We'll have a watch party.
I'm going to have my pet parrot.
That's good.
And tie a string to his beak.
And
when 2 in the morning comes, I don't want to miss batting practice.
Good friend.
He's going to pull on my toe, and then I'm going to have the greatest weekend.
This is Tuesday. This is your weekday. It's going to be great. You'll be great at work that day.
Yeah, it's going to really be something.
And then it's going to be on Fox Sports 1. It will be this Game 1. Oh, Fox is broadcasting Game 1 on March 18th. FS1 airing Game 2 on March 19th. That's Wednesday.
Oh, all right, my God.
That's going to be
that's
again.
That's going to put a trying bunch of pressure on my parrot.
6:10 a.m. again, Eastern Time, 3:10 Pacific Time. Both games will also be available on Sportsnet LA. You see how Jay Hare gets up there in the morning.
Oh, Jay Hare.
He'll bring the coffee and donuts.
The best thing about it being 3 in the morning, we'll be able to talk about it next week.
That's right. Jerry Hairston is good. Both games will also be available on Sportsnet LA, Marquee, and Major League Baseball TV, except blackout restrictions apply. Where is there going to be a blackout? At some sushi bar or something where they're going to black it out or something? What's the deal?
Yeah, well, it's going to be something that we're going to enjoy watching. And I just may get over there.
Just hop on over to Tokyo?
17-hour flight, something like that?
It's 37-hour flight.
That's good.
Fred likes going the long way.
I'll meet you.
You go by prop, right?
Prop jet.
So, and there's also going to be, they're going to play two exhibition games against Nippon professional baseball opponents. Cubs face off the Hanshin Tigers on March 14th at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 8 o'clock West Coast time. And the Yamamuri Giants on Wednesday, March 16th, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. Pacific. That's going to be on Marquee and Major League Baseball TV. And the Dodgers play the Yamayuri team on March 15th, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific, and the Hanshin team on March 15th, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific. So, and the Cubs played once before in the year 2000 in Tokyo. The Dodgers played in Sydney on 2014 and in Seoul, Korea last year. The Dodgers and the Padres played there. So, be interesting.
Well, you know, I noticed that what's our pitcher that just was lifting weights and
Gonsolin
Tony
Gonsolin, the Cat Man,
the Cat Man.
He has cats on his socks.
Yeah, he
pulled something, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got to be careful because if he thinks he's going to be pitching with a bad back,
yeah,
he's got another thought coming.
Yeah, and so he's on the disabled list. Before the season.
Well, yeah, and he got replaced by Dustin May to become the fifth starter.
What do you think, Fred? The fifth starter, Dustin May.
I'm going to go see both of them.
Well, you remember Dustin May. He was the one that tore his esophagus, and we found out it was on a piece of lettuce.
Well, wait a minute.
You know,
True story?
He was coughing. He was coughing.
Yeah, he was when he was eating steak dinner with his girlfriend, and he was just about to come back from Tommy John last year, and he cut his throat. And then they took
a piece of lettuce.
And they took him. He went home and he said, "I'm not feeling right." So his girlfriend or wife, I can't remember what she is, but
I think it's his girlfriend.
Yeah, took him to made him go to the hospital, and they said if he didn't go, he could have died because he could have bled out because he got.
Oh my God!
So he had to get esophagus surgery, and then later this year, earlier this year, we found out that it was from a hard piece of lettuce.
A hard piece of lettuce.
It must have been iceberg or something.
No, I think it was romaine. That sounds like a romaine.
Come on.
Those ones will get you.
In lieu of Dr. Shep standing us up today on the show, Fred Dreyer is going to do
This sounds very much akin to a sneaky lettuce.
Romaine?
Romaine.
Sneaky romaine.
Okay, so Dustin May starting the season, finally a number five starter. And this Hee-Song Kim, he's a rookie, and he's from Korea, and didn't hit very well in spring training. And so he's going to start, he's not going to be with the team when they go to Japan and start the season. The Hee-Song Kim, the rookie second baseman, shortstop. Yeah.
He's a little intimidated by the fastball.
I guess so. James Outman, they say he may not start. They're leaning towards Andy Pahe, but neither one of these guys did outstanding in spring training, did they?
No.
I don't think anybody did. Did you see some of those games?
I went there. I went to spring training over the weekend.
Are you going to tell us about that?
Yeah. I thought it was – I like it. It's an intimate place to sit and watch the baseball games.
Where'd you sit?
I sat right behind the Dodger dugout. In the first section.
Did Dave give you money along with tickets?
Dave gave a high five. I think it was a high five. He kind of went like that, and I thought, okay. And I went back to him get out of here.
Did you give him one of these?
Yeah.
You didn't give him one of those?
Yeah, no. No, so he's gone now. Dave is going to Japan.
No, he's in Japan. Yeah. Did you interview anybody or talk to anybody? Did you have lunch with anybody?
No, I had lunch with my daughter and Cynthia. It was very important to have lunch. It was good. And this Roki Sasaki, apparently he's got this knuckleball that's just, they call it an angry knuckler. Like this guy, I guess R.A. Dickey had this. What team was he playing on that he had a different knuckleball?
I don't know. That was from early on. That was in the early annals of baseball when the knuckleball was just being pitched, but they say this one's more like a splitter, and they just, even the cameras don't know what to call it.
He threw his first splitter 18 times, generated 8 swings, and got 7 whiffs.
Hey.
And also misses on the bat.
Whiffs.
Wow.
Got a couple of whiffs. Oof. I don't want to talk about what that was.
That was a heavy lunch.
Well, you told me to go to it. I went. Okay, so, boy, we're almost at the end of the show here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look, really? Dr. Sheps is calling. I'm going to give Dr. Sheps some heck here. He's a great guy. We're going to have him on the show at some point.
Late again. Just not today. Late again, Mike.
Yeah. Late again, Mike. Dr. Michael Sheps. Check him out. All right, take a break. Back with more Fred Dreyer Show.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. Fred Dreyer Show, final segment here coming up. And Fred, you're into, you think they make too many uniforms all the time? Well, in baseball, they now have these new era Major League Baseball crossover hats that they had, spring training hats. They were mocked on online because some of them, if you look at them, have like, you know, LA and then Dodgers behind it. And some of them have, you put the words together because like the Anaheim Angels or the Angels of Los Angeles, the big A, kind of wipes out some of the Angels and it makes it like a terrible name. And the big T of Texas cuts the name in half. And apparently, who cares about spring training hats?
I don't care
hats?
About this, by the way.
Thank you very much. That's what I knew. I knew it. Okay, so Pamela, our photographer, said one thing here, that you know how to handle a gun, especially on the Hunter show. Let me ask you a question. Did you do training with the police before you started Hunter to know how to look professionally real? We got a shot of you that we're going to post at our website at the Fred Dreyer show.
Yeah, I went to several academies. I went to L.A. Academy, California Highway Patrol. I did my research, you know.
You did, and there's one of you standing up holding a shot, and then here, this is better than, I'm telling you, than Jack Bauer on 24. You got it right there. Like you could be shouting out, holster your weapon, and it would be dropped to the ground. I mean, that's pretty good stuff, Fred. You still got that mean look in your eye, too. I look at it. Still there. Still got it.
See here, Mike?
Yeah. Friend. Still has it. Let's all do it. Wait a second. We'll all do it here. Here we go.
All right.
That's our show.
That's good.
All right. If you missed anything, please log on to our website, thefreddryershow.com. Past shows are there. Podcasts are there. Thefreddryershow.com. And don't forget to email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X at fred_dryer, facebook.com/therealfreddryer. And Corey Marino, we should have Michael Shipps on next week. Is that right?
We should. I hope so.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll find him.
Yeah, we'll look for him and see. Fred Dreyer, final thoughts from you.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Mike Shipps to come in off the desert.
Okay. He was working on some Dodgers when I left. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody. All have
right.
A good one.
All right.